Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Boy with a Bird in His Chest, a novel by M. Lund, read by Nikki Endress.
Forstelo, who taught me how to love the bird in my chest. 0.5. A Java sparrow lives inside of Owen's chest. His heart is pushed down so that it sits above his belly, and his left lung is shoved back against his sternum. Between the two organs, his skin is pulled back, and inside the hole is a bird named Gale. She has been there since he was born. She'll die when he dies. 3 ribs stick out from his skin, swim in the open air, and then sink back beneath the skin on his left side. The bones are a dull gray, and the space where the skin meets bone feels natural, like the webbing between fingers or toes. Owen has 1 week left to live. He is going to California, where he will walk off the side of the Golden Gate Bridge. He is 17, and many will assume he is being dramatic, but he's simply being a realist. He has felt a strong pull to deep water ever since his birth, and he is simply giving in. He knows his story ends in the water. His body will remain in the bay, resting among the mermaids, under the sea. The bus groans and pulls over at the top of the Rob Hill, the base of the Coyote. There is no sidewalk here, only gravel and the sienna dust that covers everything in Montana. He kicks dirt and gravel onto the grass of someone's yard and sets his bag on the ground. A left rib creaks from an injury that never quite healed right. His knuckles are swollen and bruised, and he fingers the cuts. Gale runs her beak along his spine. The wind blows a warm breeze, and Owen turns to face the town. He stands with his back to the west, makes sure no one is looking, and lifts up his tank top.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?